This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
If you look up the word cartel in Merriam-Webster's, one of the actual example sentences they give you is a cartel of oil-producing nations that controls production and influences prices. In the non-dictionary world, the word for that cartel is OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, first formed more than half a century ago to control production and influence prices by pushing back against the British and American oil companies that had, to that point, been in the oil market's driver's seat. But markets change. And a couple of years ago, OPEC begat OPEC Plus, but bigger has not necessarily been better. Marketplace's Lily Jamali covers energy for us.
When Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, Iran, Iraq, and Kuwait formed OPEC in 1960, together they produced more than half of the world's oil. Today, OPEC's grown to 13 members, but its global market share has fallen to roughly 30 to 40%. Amy Myers Jaffe of NYU's School of Professional Studies says a decade ago, OPEC thought it was facing a crisis.
They were starting to lose control of the market, especially because the United States was becoming a major oil exporter.
The fracking boom here in the U.S. helped cause a crash in oil prices.
And so they had to do something to increase their, what we call in economics, their market power.
That market power is how OPEC influences the global price of oil. And in 2016, the cartel, led by Saudi Arabia, moved to protect its influence.
To do that, they formed a partnership mainly with Russia, but also with some other producers that were previously not in OPEC. And that is called OPEC Plus.
Russia is the world's third largest producer of oil after the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. And with Russia on board, the expanded cartel accounts for 60% of global oil production, according to the Energy Information Administration. And that's just how the Saudis want it.
They went out of their way to elevate Russia to this special position.
Ellen Wald, senior non-resident fellow at the Atlantic Council Global Energy Center, says in the early days of OPEC Plus, Saudi Arabia's then energy minister would arrive at OPEC secretariat meetings alongside his Russian counterpart.
And they'd walk into the secretariat and walk down the red carpet. Yes, they have an actual red carpet. And they would sit together at the highest table in the room. And they would do the press conference together. And that, I think, was really crucial to keeping Russia on board.
Then came the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. As demand for oil tanked, Saudi Arabia wanted members to cut production to prop up prices. Russia pushed back.
It resulted in a lot of oil being flooded into the market for a brief period of time.
And prices fell to a record low, which showed
that when Saudi Arabia and Russia work together, the market is much more stable and prices are much more stable than when they're at odds.
They've been having a hard time working together since Russia invaded Ukraine last year. To prop up prices, the Saudis have said they're cutting oil exports by 1 million barrels a day. Meanwhile, says Victor McFarland, a professor at the University of Missouri,
Russia is pumping flat out. They are producing more oil and exporting more oil than they're really supposed to based on their OPEC Plus agreements.
It's classic OPEC. McFarland says members break their promises all the time.
OPEC asks them to not produce more than a certain amount, and they'll often exceed that quota because it's in their self-interest. They want more revenue right now, and that's the case with Russia.
And there's not much Saudi Arabia can do about it. Kaushik Deb is senior research scholar at the Center on Global Energy Policy at Columbia University.
In the end, as important as OPEC and OPEC Plus targets are, there are other factors that influence oil prices and oil markets, and in some ways kind of are bigger than that.
Soft demand for oil from China, electric vehicles, and renewables taking off, both examples of the things OPEC and OPEC Plus cannot control. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.